What's going on, fellas?
Aw, oh, jeez, man, nothing, man. We're just hanging out and stuff.
You wanna get hurt?
Don't be scared, homie.
Stop it, motherfucker! Stop it!
Happy end Nick!
Nick's antics inside the octagon fuck with a lot of people's heads.
And Bobby's like, what the fuck is he talking about?
What does that even mean? Yeah, exactly.
And then the entire time the fight is going on, like, what, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? And then you hit him. Oh, bitch, I just stunned you, bitch.
Now I am the
Kanga,
the destroyer of worlds.
You're already dead!
But you'll never surrender, whatever the cost may be.
Yeah, that's the middle of the fucking town.
I'm not Nick Diaz. I'm the Nick Diaz of Knots.
Welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 111. That's right, 111th episode. Woo! I am psyched for today because there are so many things going on. Number one, I started to get back into my groove and posted on Instagram about yesterday's episode, and that will continue today with maybe even a little extra parkour video treat for you all that I've been waiting to share. Number two, I am getting very excited about this new social media app that I am actually going to test out right after I get this podcast up, called Lemur. L-I-M-O-R. Actually stands for Less is More. Click the link in the title of this segment on Anchor to go to my first Lemur episode cast, whatever we're calling it, and that's how you can download the app and, at the same time, favorite the Nick Diaz of Knots on Lemur. So go check it out. It's super fun, and I'm calling the Nick Diaz of Knots on Lemur the Nick Diaz of Knots, i.e., the interactive experience. Until you go to Lemur and truly experience it, you might not actually know what that entails, and it's going to be a little difficult to get into 5 minutes here on Anchor. So today will be the first official episode, probably. So make sure you go and follow and then check it out later today or tomorrow whenever it drops. And finally, I am so excited because I think it's already dropped now. The Anchor Nation version 2 press release can be found right now over on the Anchor Nation station. And I was lucky enough to get Kevin Touch on the line with me today to talk about everything Anchor Nation 2, as well as Anchor version 3, and so much more. So without further ado, I won't talk any longer. I won't keep you all from the King of the North. So let's play the King's song, and then jump right into my talk with Kevin Touch, the creator of Anchor Nation Community Radio. Let's go!
Mr. Knots.
Back once again with the ill behavior. Can you feel it?
Nothing I can feel it.
Woo!
I can feel it.
That's right. Oh, it's the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast, and I have the one and only Kevin Touch of the Anchor Nation on the line. Buddy, it feels like I just talked to you.
It really does. It really does. For anybody out there listening, stay tuned. That's all I'm going to say.
Stay tuned, exactly. But we are here for one very, couple reasons probably, but
yeah,
mainly one specific reason. Do you want to let everyone know why we're here?
Anchor Nation 2 intro and schedule release. Yes, guys, the press conference. I know I did one back in December. I got a couple things to update you on, and I think we'll know the all real reason. The new intro is coming out. And I'll give you a hint, it's not Kevin. Kevin Woo! Is not, it's not the only, I'm in it, but I'm not the only one in it. So that's a little hint there.
Wow.
And we got a lot of people involved with that. I'm going to shout everybody involved. I had a producer working for me. He called himself the producer. So I'm like, yeah, go for it. Call yourself the producer. And then I'll have the schedule release for all the interviews for the time. So Monday we'll have a specific time, Tuesday specific time, Wednesday specific time.
We won't know, will it be the same that we won't know who's going to be on, but we'll know the times?
Exactly. You'll know the time. I've coordinated with each coast and time zone where I feel like it's an accurate, appropriate time to release it. I'm going to update you on the quotes. There's going to be new quotes games because I know this anchor transcribable video is taking a while. So I got the quote game going pretty fire right now.
Yeah, I'm loving those Instagram quotes, man.
And I just updated my profile to like a business page. So it's actually even better. We just upgraded that. So it's even better now where you can just reach out to me anytime. So really, we're thinking about the audience. We're thinking about you guys out there, thinking about more ways to help. And I think tonight's the start of a new groundbreaking project. The new era begins, and I can't wait to share it with the world.
So just so I'm clear, the first episode of Anchor Nation version 2 drops
Monday, the 5th.
On Monday. People, you heard it. Monday, Monday, Monday. Not Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Monday, Monday, Monday.
Let's get this week started off, baby.
Version 2. Oh, dude, I'm so excited. You know, your station was one of the first stations that I ever saw on here that I'm like, holy crap, that looks super official. And I, at the time, originally, was like, I want nothing to do with you because it seemed like you were part of, you know, the big corporate machine. And then I find out you're KT and treat everyone like family. And, dude, your interviews have been consistent and they have been fire. Every single one of them has at least some gem of a quote of a back and forth or an insight that, you know, I would have never gotten if I never listened to those episodes.
Thank you, Nick. That's the exact reason why we're doing the change here, because I figure, well, what's the point of doing one when you can have three times the power? You know, three stories, you can impact the three better than one. And I thought this would be a perfect time. The traffic's coming in well. We're solidly booked for the next couple months.
That's so crazy to me. That's so crazy for anybody out there who doesn't know the history of Anchor Nation or anything like that. Last year, I think it was middle of November, you said, that's it. I just did my last interview for, I think it was even before that, like end of October. You're like,
yeah.
I'm all booked up for 2017. I had to like stop myself in my tracks. I'm like, wait, what did you just say to me? Like you planned ahead till the end of the year. I don't even know what I'm saying on tomorrow's show, let alone the end of the year. That's madness. And now here you are and you're months ahead. On top of that, you're bringing it up to three times a week, which is nuts.
Yeah, but the cool thing about this new stuff, I think, is the Instagram side. Because I'm going to be offering either a live or a story option to the user interviewee, and the fact that they can promote whatever they want on my Instagram, as long as it's in picture and video format, that really will take a lot of the load on Anchor, because usually I just had that, I re-echo everything on the Anchor Nation. It's not fun. Now with the interviews on Monday, Anchor Nation Monday gets the interview. Then Thursday will be echoed on the Anchor Nation. The Tuesday interview gets echoed on KT, and then the Saturday Wednesday it's on Anchor Nation Next Gen. So I'm incorporating all my resources.
To get
the power in.
Nice, yeah. Because I mean, nobody can do the content that you do, and that goes for anybody out there, not just UKT of Anchor Nation. But if somebody, myself included, you know. There, I remember times where I was hungry for that next episode, where I was like biting at the bit for that next episode. And now hearing that, you're kind of going to just give it to us all, like give us it all.
That's right.
Basically, it's so refreshing because I almost feel like I'm going to have to like make time to listen to it now, even more time because. I need these interviews in my life, dude.
No, I appreciate it. That's the message. I mean, it's not so much me that we're focusing. It's on the interview. No. The interviewee is so interesting. I'm learning so much in every experience. And I think the great thing about this change is you don't like Monday's interview, that's fine. Don't like Tuesday, you got Wednesday. Don't like Wednesday, go Monday. You can play around with this, and it really gives you 11, 12, even I'm looking at 14 interviews a month. Like, that's – That's a lot. We're going to get to episode 100 and smash that by sometime, I'm assuming, in the summer or towards the fall area. So we're looking at new ways of innovating even more. And remember, I'll even take a week break if the new 3.0 update comes out, try some things, and then come out even with more power. So really, I'm in this position now where I just want to keep helping the audience grow and just try to connect with you guys. Because the interview is doing great. If I can connect with the audience more and find more ways to just reboot the system a little bit, keep energizing myself, I think it'll be the best product out here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anchor Nation is, in my books, in my head, it's the number one station on Anchor. It's the station that everyone should be looking to, or at least one of them, in my opinion, to be like, holy crap, I can do that. I can do something right. Like that. I can do whatever I want. And that's the beauty, is that you just decided that this is what you're going to do. At some point, you decided that you're going to do, again, one interview a week for the entire rest of the year. And now it's time to pick it up to the next level and go three a week.
I think that's the greatest number, about three. I think three is a magic number. Three is a perfect number. I don't plan on going anymore. I think I don't need to. I think with the Anchor Nation too. I think
I was just gonna say that it's very similar. You said something earlier about, you know, if you don't like Mondays, you got Tuesdays. If you don't like Tuesdays, you got Wednesdays. And it reminds me of the Joe Rogan Experience, in that all he has are guest interviews. He doesn't do solo casts or anything like that.
Right.
And so he will sometimes do 3 to 4, maybe even 5 or 6 podcasts in a week. So to your point, it's like, if you don't like the stand-up comedian guy, wait for the Dr. Rhonda Patrick on the next episode. Oh, you don't want to hear about medicine? You just want to hear about elite athletes? Okay, well, he's going to have a UFC fighter on the next day. You know, it's like, you're giving them not one of the problems, I guess, one of the things with the earlier, with version one of Anchor Nation
is
if to your point, if somebody doesn't necessarily connect with the interviewee of this week, even though I truly feel that anyone that's listening to the entire interview is going to get something out of it. Even if you are like, oh, I don't care about, oh man, I'm trying to think, I'm just getting overloaded with stories. And the only one, I mean, JM's story is crazy. Hustle Cannabis was the one I was thinking in my head originally, being like, oh, I don't want to think about cannabis or something like that. It's like, listen, there's insights in all of these interviews that these people, it's almost because you're not interested in what they do that you should probably listen to them, because they're going to give you some information that you would have never gotten any other way.
Not only that, and you can hear it in these people's voices and even my voice sometimes, where the toughest story I had to deal with was probably the Carrie Ann story. And then I had probably that was hands down, like, that was a 15-question thing. It took a while. And then probably the easiest one for me was probably, although it seems cliche, is the first one, because I really didn't have any expectations. And it was just smooth. Although it was 2.5 hours, I learned so much in a 2.5 hour thing. It felt like that was like a whole day interview. Like, it's crazy, but when you learn so much through one interview, you can get so much feedback in your head. You can you can play around, try new things, and that's what's developing. I think that what you said is, whether you like the person or you don't like the person, or you like their story or don't, there is something always out there, and I try my best to promote it with a quote or on Anchor. I just say something, or even give them a follow. Something like that, where they can get a little bit more insight, just to kind of warm their heart and warm the soul. That's what I'm about.
And the great thing about the quotes, dude, is it works for both regular listeners who know, who will read the quote like me, as I've been reading some of them, being like, oh man, that's right, I remember that part in that one interview. But it's also going to connect with the people who aren't listening to the Anchor Nation, and to be like, holy crap, that's what they're talking about on there. I thought he was just talking about hustling cannabis or something, you know, whatever it is, you know. And it's like that's the thing about all these podcasts. And I mean, I'll just stick with the Anchor Nation, and I guess mine for now is like,
the nuts.
We're talking not just about, you know, video games or whatever. We're not talking about one thing. We're, you and I and so many other people doing this are curious. We're simply in this to learn about the world, about other people, through other people.
Right.
and connect and engage. That's like your mantra, right? Like connecting and engaging, treating everyone like family.
That's it. Yeah, and I want these interviews to be where I shout the PV and Planet, by the way, Curious and Connect and Engage. Those guys are huge. I want these interviews to be where you're comfortable just telling your story. I learned something, you learned something. And then after the call, we have a post call real quick, or just a post text saying, I got you on the promotion day. Stay tuned. And the people, even like, I'll admit, some of the people I got coming up, they're not full-time users, but you never know. They hear that interview, that might spark something. So it's important to always remember that I can't interview everybody on Anchor, but when I don't, somebody off Anchor, you never know, that you never heard of them. Those are the ones you want to keep in tune. Those are the key, personally.
Everyone has something, and at the end of the day, we're all humans, right? And so whether or not you've ever experienced the power of Anchor, or you know, you're just listening to the podcast version of the Anchor Nation or something like that.
iTunes, yeah.
You know, whether or not you're engaged as you can be, that's the beauty of this thing, is that people can listen to these non-users talking to you.
Right.
A regular OG Anchor user, podcaster, official, I would say official podcaster, and they can be inspired to, again, like we talked about last night, you know, they can be inspired to do whatever it is in their life that, you know, might seem insurmountable, might seem like they might get, like, laughed at by all their family or whatever it is. You know, they hear some guy talking to you about what they're doing in their life, and it's like, that, it's not just the interviewee, it's both of you.
The party.
The partnership, but you're both out there in the world doing your thing, and that alone can inspire people.
Right. Now, sometimes those separate things combined for one forces, that's just one massive force out there, and you get that power and you inspire somebody, that's the reward at the end of the day. Whether someone gets a message out of it or not, the fact knowing that I put 100%, they put 100%, that's the most rewarding thing for not only what I'm doing, but for anybody aspiring to just do something like this and be curious. Just remember, at the end of the day, you put 100% and there's no way you fail, because you tried, and even when you don't pass the first time, get up, innovate, come back stronger. That's one thing I've learned for this journey as well.
Well, one thing I know for sure is that you've done more multi-calls and calls with friends on this app than probably anybody else that I've ever come across. So, and what I mean to get at with that is every conversation, whether you publish it or not, there's lessons, there's insights, there's learning to be had. And so arguably I could say KT is the most learned man on Anchor.
Oh, like walking in this door day one, I mean, this was the original KT station. If you listen to some of my things back then, it's like, how is this guy the same? I mean, it sounds like, what the hell? He's just doing shout-outs like a crazy madman. No topic, no nothing. And then all of a sudden, here we are 7 months later, and I broadened my horizons. I sound more upbeat about topics. I sound more enthusiastic because I'm learning. I'm in an environment where I was stuck in this high school environment. Now I moved out a little bit. But even now, I'm in this environment where I'm just with regular people. I can talk to people. I can kind of relate now more.
Yeah.
And I get to learn stories. It's honestly a humbling experience, not even just for me, but for anybody out there who comes in day one, the newbies. If I'm speaking to you guys, don't give it up. I mean, you guys have that same potential to kind of take that day one, I don't know what I'm doing, and then 6-7 months later, turn it around something special. So always remember to stick with it.
The process, absolutely. The process of becoming a podcaster, as I also feel I am a podcaster now. 100%. The process of becoming a podcaster is one of truly humbling yourself and realizing that, you know, you're not necessarily the best. You're not necessarily going to be everyone's cup of tea, but you're still putting yourself out there. You're still giving it your all. And
100%.
There's people out there that are going to appreciate that, regardless of what you're talking about, regardless of if they even connect with or know about the things that you're talking about. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten messages from people being like, you know, I've never even considered wanting UFC or MMA or anything like that. But after hearing you talk about MMA, I think I might want to watch the fight. And I'm like, oh my God, I just got goosebumps on my arm saying that. That's nuts. But that's the power of connecting and engaging. And so I was actually going to ask you this question a couple minutes ago, but
yeah, go.
Have you received any type of response from anyone, any listeners outside of the Collins and stuff, but just like DMs or anything, being like, yo, that episode was that was powerful shit.
Yeah, well, on Anchor, like some of the Anchor people on a different day, that now we're talking like way outside the box, like people who are not on this app or just anything in general?
I guess anything in general.
Okay, yeah, anything in general as far as like, let's say, for example, when JM's interview was, I had like 6 outside messages. So that, but it wasn't so much people not on Anchor, it was people on Anchor. But right. To me, that's okay for now. And to me, that's the positive energy, in fact, that I need to know, hey, someone appreciated this man's story. We got to think about doing something down the line. That's why I offered the follow up interviews coming up. That's going to be new to this app, new to this station. The follow ups will really just be like, okay, we heard his story one time. I feel like it was a cliffhanger. Let's get it a second time. And then if we really need to go, something I'm thinking about doing down the line. Like this is like next year maybe. If we get him on enough times, I'll make it like a series. Like they get their own series or something. The JM Project example. So that's something way down the line, but that's something I think would be kind of cool to kind of have a process of evolution of, all right, this person was here 1 year. And they may only have aged a year, but look where they were the next year and the next year. And you just never know where it could lead. So something like that to just help the audience even more connect with those kind of stories, it'll just boost units and it'll boost everyone's morale, in my opinion.
No question. And I think kind of what you're getting at here is helping people – either find their own voice or find people to collaborate with
on
new projects that could potentially take them beyond whatever it is that they're doing right now, which is obviously, in my opinion, obviously the goal of all of us is to always be improving, always be evolving, and always, of course, get better at doing whatever it is that we're doing, podcasting, Instagram, you know, I'm just on social media right now, but like whatever it is in our lives, mowing lawns.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. The more collaborations we do, the more we get into that stage of this doesn't have to be alone. You have other people mm-hmm. around there. Mm-hmm. You'll feel more comfortable and gay. Sometimes you need those steps. I mean, as a evolution of a podcast, you got to listen, you got to find your home. And then once you get to that, you get to that certain level, then you really start focusing and honing in on that audience and collab efforts and,
well, and once you get to that level, people are going to want to collaborate right. with you. Once you find your voice, once you find that confidence on your station, on your Instagram feed, whatever it is, in your fitness or whatever it is, people are going to come out of the woodwork to be like, I want to work with you. What can we do?
And exactly.
That's, again, one of the greatest things about putting yourself out there as a podcaster or even any type of content creator is people reaching out and again seeing the value that you're putting out and think that together you can create some new crazy enhanced value for the people out there, and that's the beautiful thing about it
for sure. And I think the great thing about this too with Anchor and being so fresh and new, there's so many new voices to be heard, discovered. Mm-hmm. I think we keep it new and fresh right now because eventually it won't be new and fresh, but we keep that feeling right now. Just keep that youthful energy up, and we keep everyone's vibes up. We'll be really in a shape where it'll be incredible how we went from day one for this, to day two to this, and day three to that, and then eventually day 600 to this, day 601. It'll happen. I mean, time flies on here, so it's important.
It does, and I think you're hitting on something that a lot of us OG and semi-OG anchor podcasters – have started to fall into. I can kind of feel it. I can kind of hear it. I can kind of see it. You know, I feel like some of us are forgetting that it's some people's first day on Anchor.
Right.
And
yeah, you don't want to fall in that trap. Gotcha.
And that, you know, we're here. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to do a podcast and people are going to tune in. The regular people are going to tune in. It's like, no. There's still a churn of new people coming in every day that have never even experienced what Anchor can do. And so stations like, in my opinion, the Anchor Nation and Positive Vibes, I'm just going to say those two stations. Planet's doing some good work too, so I'll shout him out. He's doing too many people are doing good work.
Yeah, too many.
But you know, stations like that, and Anchor Nation, to me, they're staples and they're beacons in the darkness for these day one users of Anchor to look to and be inspired by to really think deep down in their soul about what they want in their life and then translate that into a podcast. Because I feel like that's what you've done. That's what Positive Vibes has done. That's what Planet's done. That's what Beast has done. That's what
Sherm
doing. That's what Maria Humphreys is doing. Everybody's doing.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think just the fact that we have this ability to evolve and adapt and really make things happen, it almost will re-nourish you to be like, okay, if we want to get to that staple level, it's not going to happen overnight. But if I continue to go on the same course and just do minor tweaks of evolution, you'll be a staple too. And I think if we continue to be that leader and that voice as the OGs out here, and always remember that we got people, like you said, day one users, day two users, the newest users, the rookies. We got to teach these rookies because eventually they're going to be coming to our level and they want to do the same thing to us. So we set the good example. And we lead by example, they'll do the same thing eventually down the road.
And who knows, some of these people, like part of the reason I'm so excited for these people is because who knows who we're going to be able to collaborate
with.
Oh,
man.
Who knows what new voices are out there that want to collaborate with us, you know? So that's the exciting thing is it's a whole, it, on top of listeners and new stations to go listen to, I'm looking at like a whole new pool of potential podcasters to collaborate with and talk with and bring to AnchorCon 2018.
Yes, we got to talk about that another day, but we could probably do a whole show on that. But
we will
absolutely. Well, you're right. The next wave, whether you know it or not, it's coming. I mean, we can't deny the fact that once either Gary V or the new update or something or South by Southwest when Anchor's going to or something like that when that comes. The newest waves coming in, it doesn't have to be the youngest people. It could be anybody. It could be people who have backgrounds, no backgrounds. And that's going to make things even more spicier, in my opinion. The mix gets the mix gets spicier. It gets more fresh. The energy gets up more. That's the stuff we kind of want to vibe off that. And that's really going to bring this app to a new threshold where if you think everything's good right now with the collaboration efforts, we're going to start seeing more creative ideas. And it's going to be like, wow, how are we going to track all that? You can't. And that's okay. Because that gives the app just friendly vibes, and you can still collaborate and still forget that you're on a social app. It's like it's almost like a hybrid app, and you still want to keep it like that because it just keeps everything in context.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I mean, looking back at, I wasn't around for version one, but
me either.
It looks Anchor looks so different now than the day I signed into it. And I'm sure that's only going to continue. And I'm sure our abilities to collaborate and our ideas and our innovation to find ways to collaborate are just never going to stop as long as the app continues to run as it is right now.
It keeps running the way, it keeps running its course, and it keeps doing its thing. I think this is only the start of something great and something legendary in the future. I mean, if it's not there yet, wait, just give it a couple more months. I think this is the year of the Anchor, as we said a couple months back. This is the year, 2018.
It's definitely the year of Anchor Social. That's definitely what's going to happen. I meant to say audio social or social audio, but I said
Anchor. Good. I got you.
It's the same thing. But KT, is there any other information about version 2 that you want to release at this point right now?
As of now, other than the schedule, there is one thing I'm going to be changing up. I'll tell you tonight, but I'll tell you a little bit about this. I can't reveal it, but it's not going to be anything crazy on here. It's something on Instagram I'm going to change. I think I might have said it. So if I did, it's where I'm going to give you the chance to have a story, my Instagram story, you can kind of post a little video and say, okay, hi, my name is at your handle. I was on the Anchor Nation. Follow me at your handle. Or just say whatever you want, just to give this energy where you're like, okay, now people know where to find you on Instagram or whatever social accounts. Just to, because I know I ask that question at the end of every interview, can you DM your social media? But to me, let's put that in a real life form. Let's let people make a video, give them the option, or if they don't have to go on a story, they want to go on a dual live with me on Instagram, that's perfect. Then I'll just do a dual live, get some more traction, put it up in my highlighted stories, hashtag them in, and we got yourself the real deal.
I'm so excited to see this next version of Anchor Nation, my friend. You've always been killing it. You've always been pushing the envelope. You're where I got a lot of my inspiration to keep pushing the envelope, to keep hitting that big, scary red button. And I know it's not just me that you inspire, as you are the official, semi-official ambassador of this app and this community. And I have no idea, honestly, dude, I have no idea where this app would be or any of us would be if the Anchor Nation wasn't around. So
appreciate that, man. Yeah, I appreciate it.
So thank you for all the effort, because I mean, I'm not doing anything close to the Anchor Nation in my opinion, but I can only imagine the work that you're putting in on this station. And so I, for one, for the rest of the Anchor community, thanks for everything, dude. You're killing it, and you're staple, and you're a legend on this app, in my opinion. So
I appreciate that, guys. Thank you. Nick Diaz and Nats, definitely give him a like, follow, comment, applaud as always. And thank you guys out there for being there for the support. You know, it means a lot. I'm just doing these things here just to keep being humble, keep being that little guy, keep being that voice. And we're all got those voices, and we keep combining our voices. That's what makes the not only the Anchor Nation, but every station out there special.
Kevin Touch of the Anchor Nation, the voice of the little guys. Dude, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Appreciate it, Nick, and thank everybody for listening. Peace.
See ya.